Hello, everybody. You are listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I'm introducing this episode without a guest because, well, I don't have a guest. Instead, I have this found audio thing, you might say. A few weeks back, my girlfriend and I, Kelsey, we were taking a cab home from the bar I work at 4:37 in the a.m., and we got this cab driver who was really nice and interesting, and a lot of times you talk to cab drivers and they don't have a lot to say, or they talk way too much. Well, this guy was perfect. He was a nice guy. You want to know more about him, and for some reason, he reminded us both of Mark's best friend in Empire Records. Empire Records is this film that came out in the mid-90s and has this weird cult following from people in their mid to late 20s. And Mark's friend is the guy that works at the pizza place. Mark is the guy that wants to start the band. He's got the whole conversation about Mark with a C or Mark with a K. Anyways, this guy looks and sounds like that guy's friend. I'm introducing it so you know what's going to happen. And secondly, I'm introducing it because I want to plug the first You, Me, Them, Everybody event that we're going to have. It's going to take place on Monday, March 23rd at the Hungry Brain, that bar that me and a lot of my guests always talk about. The Hungry Brain is located at 2319 West Belmont in the wonderful Roscoe Village neighborhood. It's going to happen on a Monday night, which are usually closed, so it's a special event. We open at 8 p.m. It's 21 and over, and Otter Petter is going to play. They're not going to play their normal set. They're not going to play acoustic. It's going to be somewhere in the middle. Otter Petter is a really nice band, really good friends of mine. So I just want to plug that. Oh, we're going to close this episode with a track from Otter Petter, so that's what you're going to be hearing. Thanks again for downloading this. Please keep doing so, and for more information on anything, go to the website, youmethemeverybody.com. Yeah, I'm sure that's gangbusters. But how often do you end up like in Evanston or an airport or something?
On the weekends, it seems like usually I end up at least once or twice a night in some suburb.
Really? In a suburb?
Yeah.
Like besides Evanston, where else?
Yeah, well, Evanston or like, you know, the close ones or like Park Ridge or Berwyn. Or
yeah. Like,
or, what's that one? Oak Park.
Oak Park, yeah. How often are you at, like, by Midway or the South Side?
Not very often. I don't get as many at the airport, you know, because I'm night shift.
Okay.
But I get them, well, not on the weekend, but then during the weekday right now, there starts to be lots of the radio calls for the airport.
Yeah.
And you can, well, now, see, it's funny because we used to be radio dispatch.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah. And so then we switched to computers. At first, it was like, this corruption was bad. Because I was getting one or two a night. It was amazing. It was making really good money. But I know they figured out how to do it again.
So the airport run is the safest run?
Well, it's just awesome at this time because there's no traffic.
Yeah.
So it's just $30 like that. You can roll ass on the highway and be back. And the round trip's like from anywhere. It's pretty much for a half hour.
Okay.
So it's just quick, easy money.
So, so before you picked us up, you were in Evanston.
Yep.
So you went straight from Evanston all the way back to the dispatch?
Well, I wasn't going back to the dispatch. I was going to those Underbar
blue light stuff, yeah.
There's too many cabs over there. So, well, I picked up one guy in a short ride.
Yeah.
Clark, and then I was actually going home.
Oh, really? There's a few.
Oh, yeah.
There's Betty's Blue Light.
Yeah, or Continental.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's so slow that there's too many cabs.
Yeah.
Every bar has been like that. I drove by, you know, what's it called? That country bar.
Oh, Carol's?
Yeah, Carol's. And I drove by Oakwood on Montrose and a couple places. They're all, it's just so dead.
Yeah. I'm guessing tonight was better than last week, because last week Saturday was dead at the bar.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't actually work last week.
Yeah.
Last week.
I think you might have better luck tonight, in a weird way.
It's okay. It's a credit card thing really screwed me. It's funny, is like, people so often just assume you're lying, because guys do lie.
Oh, yeah.
They don't take the credit cards. They totally do lie, but Not trying. I always take credit cards. I don't care.
Do the guys just lie because they don't want to, like, run it, like, take the fare money or?
Well, they're stubborn, but basically they're stubborn because they're idiots. There's no way it helps them to not take money.
There's no way to just void the, like, ride or anything. Like, okay, like, right now, if you hit, like, clear on that, I don't know what it's called, but if you hit clear on that, it wouldn't, like, record.
Anything.
Exactly, so, like, if they just hit clear, wouldn't they be able to just pocket that money?
The credit card money?
No, the opposite, if it was cash.
Oh, well, yeah, it's all, and this isn't recording anymore. Yeah, so the cash is just cash.
So they... So, exactly, so they have to, like, pay the office money, or...?
Yeah, that's part of the problem. The reason the cab drivers don't, the company takes 5% as a fee.
Just because it's credit?
It's because it's credit card processing. So,
that
adds up over time.
Oh, yeah.
Because now, these days, you get a lot. I didn't used to mind so much, but now I'm starting to turn because, you know, you get a bunch every night, and over the week, all of a sudden, you turn your credit cards, and you realize you're losing a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. You're like, yeah.
Losing time, either taking someone to a bank or, you know what I mean?
I'm sorry, but could you take a left at Chicago?
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
It's just a lot of shit. And whatever. I'm not going to complain about it. But, man, I had a fucking puker tonight.
Oh, really?
I'm good back there. I shouldn't high. Or should be.
How often? Do you do about that?
Yeah.
Well, I should have fucking charged.
Oh, is there like a
it was
flat
a guy?
Keep
I
fee?
I always assume it's like a fucking sorority girl.
It was a guy. And it's always guys.
How old?
No, it's not always guys. But I don't know. It's just probably mature drunks.
Really?
Nights, you know, people can't handle it. But.
Do you drink?
Yeah.
Have you, since you started like working, do you drink differently now?
No.
Okay.
But I could see how that would happen.
Yeah.
For sure. It really is disgusting to be sober and, like, deal with so many drunk people.
I work.
It really does work, you know?
Yeah. So, see the Banco Popular?
Uh-huh.
Just right there would be cool. Like, in front of that car, like, by the bus stop, to.
As long as there's no bus coming.
Which there isn't.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic what people do themselves.
Yeah. I bank off of that. Yeah.